Jeff Bridges is starring in the new Coen Brothers film, The Big Lebowski. He's part of an acting family. His brother is Beau Bridges. Their father, Lloyd Bridges, died Tuesday at the age of 85. We're going to hear an excerpt of a 1993 interview in which Jeff looked back on growing up during the years his father was spending a lot of time underwater shooting the TV series Sea Hunt about the adventures of a deep-sea diver. The series ran from 1957 to 61. Can we go back to the beginning, talk about your early days?
Sure.
Okay. I have to confess to you that, like, a lot of... I'm about your age. I think I'm a year younger than you are. So, like, a lot of people, I'm sure you've heard this from a lot of people, I grew up watching Sea Hunt, right?
That's right.
I grew up living in an apartment building in Brooklyn, New York, but I knew how to prevent getting the bends.
Very good.
Yeah, like this is going to be real useful information to me.
can you hum the Sea Hunt theme?
Gosh, you know, I don't think I can. Can you? Go ahead.
Something like that. I gotta get off there at the end.
No, were your friends, did they watch the show, and did that mean anything to you?
Oh, yeah, sure. They watched the show. A lot of them liked it. You know, occasionally I would get the, you think you're so great, you're Mike Nelson's kid. Yeah, you think you're real great, don't you? You know, I get some of that. But all in all, it was, you know, the kids pretty much dug it, I thought.
You were on some episodes when you were a kid. How old were you, and what were the scenes? What did you have to do?
Oh, I was about, I think on the first one, maybe about 9 years old. I remember being trapped in a cave, and Mike Nelson had to dive under there and get me. And my girlfriend of the time, my neighbor, Andy Kaplan, was playing my partner in that one. And my dad, Mike Nelson, had to swim under there and save us. And I remember telling my girlfriend, I said, well, maybe if we sing, they'll hear us and they'll save us. And I had to sing a song.
Underwater? Oh, this was an underwater cave. This was a regular
cave. It's like, you know, the tide is rising, you know, and trapped us in this cave.
Of course, of course.
I remember being thrown off Malibu Pier in the middle of winter and, you know, having to say my lines with the cold water, you know, that sort of thing.
Whose idea was it for you to do the episodes, yours or your father's?
It was my dad's. You know, he said, there's a little kid part in here, you want to do it? And took me a second, then I realized I could get out of school for the week, and so I said, yeah, I'll do that.
Let me ask you, your brother Beau Bridges was 9 years older than you. Did he ever have to take care of you when you were young, and did you, like, tag along with him and his friends against his will?
Being 8 years older, it was almost, a lot of times it was a kind of an uncle, nephew relationship almost.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have the typical kind of competition, really. I looked up to him, and he was always so great in sports. He was scouted by the Dodgers, you know, and he was on the UCLA basketball team, and for a guy who is, I think he's about 5'10 or 11, you know, he was playing out there with Walt Hazard and all those guys. And, he taught me how to do all those sports and box and everything. So he was, I really did look up to him. He really was my hero. And then he taught me how to act, and we would do, this idea we came up with where, you know, so often you talk to actors and they say, you know, it's tough because we need an audience, you know, and there's no audience. You can't just act in your room by yourself. That's not gratifying at all. So what Beau and I would do is we'd rent a flatbed truck, and we would play the supermarket circuit. We would get a few scenes together, and we would go into a supermarket parking lot. And we would get on the back of the flatbed truck, and we would act, and we would get people to all come around and watch our show and improvise and do kind of crazy things until the cops would come, and then we'd try to include the cops in the show, and they would kind of get flustered, and then one of us would get in the driver's seat and drive off to the next supermarket.
So it's kind of a strange thing to do, pull up a flatbed truck to a supermarket parking lot and put on a little show. What did people make of it?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, sometimes we would start it with a fight. You know, my father taught us how to fake fight, you know, do stage fighting. So sometimes we would start it with a fight, you know, to get people saying, what's happening, to get a crowd around us. And then we would say, we're just kidding. We're going to put on a show. And then they'd gather around. It's a good idea. I recommend it highly for all you actors out there who need an audience.
Now, one of your early films was the remake of King Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Did it turn out like you expected?
Oh, not really. You know, I was a big fan of the original. I remember, you know, faking sick just to get out of school to see that thing. You know, I love that original movie.
Me too.
And it worked all right. I mean, it was tough, a tough acting assignment to have to do all that, you know, with all the technical stuff, because that the acting kind of takes a back seat to that.
Did you have to do a lot of scenes in which there was a mechanical ape arm playing opposite you?
I did a few of those, but I remember being on the set when Jessica Lange was in this hand, and God, the camera should have been turned the other way, because I've never had this feeling, a combination of horror and laughing my head off, seeing the director, who was this English guy, directing these five Italians. Each man had a finger on this giant, had a control that controlled the finger of this huge gorilla paw. And Jesse was in this paw, and he finally, you know, he couldn't communicate with these guys in words, so he finally said, "Just look at my bloody hand." And he stuck his hand up in the air. He had all these five Italian guys looking at his hand, trying to, you know, figure out how much he should squeeze the fingers. And Jessica almost got crushed several times. I mean, you know, it was very painful for her. Terrible situation.
I hear you laughing.
Yeah, well, it's very, very strange.
I've got one last question for you.
Yay.
Did you ever get the bends?
Did I ever get the bends? No, but I've had nitrogen narcosis several times.
Have you really?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I haven't, but I would like to have.
Did you ever go deep sea diving?
Yes, to get nitrogen narcosis. I've been skin diving. Yeah, especially when my dad was doing Sea Hunt, we would go skin diving quite a bit, and also scuba diving.
Jeff Bridges recorded in 1993. You can see Jeff Bridges in the new movie The Big Lebowski. His father, Lloyd Bridges, died Tuesday at the age of 85.